Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
Mowed down. Cry over what Charles Barkley is saying about the death of Breonna Taylor.
Her boyfriend did shoot at the cops and shot a cop.
And restaurant face-off. The outdoor diners versus the protesters. Then, backlash over the mom who was tased at her son's football game after refusing to wear a mask.
Oh my God, he just tased her.
The video you haven't seen. And stolen ring mystery. It was taken from a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star.
So how did it end up on the pinky of a fortune teller?
Then, suspected car thieves manhunt.
Wow, did they pick the wrong house?
The owner is in the chopper giving chase.
Back left, bailout.
Plus, the great Inside Edition teacher makeover. The dedicated teachers returning to school and their special surprise. And wait till you see who did push-ups in front of Ruth Bader Ginsburg's coffin as America's children pay tribute to the great lady. Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. Protests continue over frustration that only one officer was charged, and that was for firing at the neighbor's apartment in the Breonna Taylor case. In Los Angeles, there was a terrifying scene when a pickup truck went sailing toward a group gathered in the streets. We should warn you, the video's intense.
Mayhem on the streets of L.A. as a protester is mowed down. The furious crowd converged on the truck, but the driver sped away. The protester suffered only minor injuries.
Someone came and grabbed her and moved her out of the path of the truck, and then the truck accelerated again to drive away, and people chased it, but obviously couldn't catch it.
Also in L.A., a white Prius drove through protesters and was chased on foot for several blocks until a truck filled with organizers wheeled in front of it brought the chase to a halt. The driver was attacked and his windshield smashed with a skateboard before he managed to speed off. It's all fallout from the dramatic announcement dividing America.
Say her name!
Breonna Taylor's family is speaking out today. Her aunt reading a statement on behalf of Breonna's mom, who was overcome with emotion. She took aim at Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron.
I never had faith in Daniel Cameron to begin with.
Amen.
I knew he was too inexperienced to deal with a job of this caliber. Right. I knew he had already chosen to be on the wrong side of the law.
Unrest continues across the nation. This was the disturbing scene in Seattle as bike police fought running street battles with protesters. In Louisville, the city where Breonna was shot to death, pastors opened a church so that protesters could seek sanctuary. Houses of worship are exempt from the 9 p.m. curfew. Former basketball greats Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal defended the cops involved in the botched raid that ended in Breonna's death.
I feel just bad the young lady lost her life. But, you know, we do have to take into account that her boyfriend did shoot at the cops and shot a cop.
Shaq, an honorary deputy U.S. Marshal, agreed.
You are doing your job. And if somebody fires at you, I would imagine that you would fire back.
But the backlash on social media was intense. Shame. And this, not all skin folk is kinfolk. And that applause is for one of the two cops shot in Louisville Wednesday night in the wake of the Breonna Taylor decision. He was given a hero's reception when he turned up for roll call.
And there was this dramatic scene in St. Petersburg, Florida, as protesters clashed with diners at a restaurant. Marchers actually sat down at a table with a couple having dinner. We spoke to someone who was there about what happened.
another tense restaurant face-off. This man and woman were enjoying dinner outdoors in St. Petersburg, Florida, when protesters, angered over the Breonna Taylor announcement, marched by and sat right down at their table.
This is my table.
What followed was a nasty confrontation. The woman called 911.
There's a riot going down, and they're threatening me. I'm trying to eat dinner, and they're at our table, and they're cussing and threatening me.
Josh Fiallo, a reporter for the Tampa Bay Times, happened to be there and shot the video.
They were going restaurant by restaurant, kind of screaming, chanting, just kind of sharing their displeasure with the people that were just sitting there eating because they felt they needed to be up and they needed to be marching with them for the injustices of Breonna Taylor. By about the third or fourth restaurant, that's when the protesters kind of hit a tipping point and the diners kind of hit a tipping point.
The video shows one protester taking a seat. Two others did the same. Both sides exchanged words.
They were just sitting eating dinner. I didn't see anything that would immediately provoke the protesters to come and swarm that table in particular.
But one protester tweeted this photo of the couple, claiming the group targeted these diners because the woman was giving a thumbs down and the man was making an obscene gesture. It's the latest in a string of clashes between demonstrators and diners who find themselves eating outdoors because of the pandemic. This woman just wanted to have a quiet dinner when a mob of protesters in Washington, D.C. surrounded her table and yelled in her face. In Rochester, New York, chairs were thrown towards restaurant patrons while they were eating. And in Pittsburgh, where a protester chugged the diner's drink. Now this.
Meantime, the family of Breonna Taylor is demanding the release of transcripts from the grand jury proceedings that led to one officer being indicted. Today, the Louisville mayor said they will release a version next week, but with information pertaining to other cases redacted. Now, a high-speed chase from the air, and the deputy in the chopper has a personal interest in the outcome because the suspects had targeted his house.
They are alleged car thieves caught on a Ring camera, and how they were apprehended may be unique in the annals of crime. They don't know it, but the owner of the car is watching live after he was alerted to activity in his driveway. And he's a deputy sheriff for Seminole County, Florida.
My partner, Tim, he saw a look on my face. He knew something was a little different this time.
So what does Deputy Jake Senecal do? He hops into a police helicopter. In minutes, he was airborne and giving chase from the chopper, following the suspects as they tried to make their getaway in an SUV.
It was a little unorthodox, but I knew where to start. It was easy to find, and I said, okay, they're not going to be too far from here if they're still out breaking into cars.
Slow rate of speed. Get ready for a bailout.
When they realize they're being followed by the chopper, the suspects bail out.
Back left, bail out.
Now they're on foot, but they don't get far. They surrender, and cops on the ground take over.
He's got three prone out.
All the deputies that helped out, they're all buddies of mine, and they did absolutely great.
Lesson learned, don't mess with a cop who has access to a helicopter.
They're absolutely outstanding.
Three teens were placed under arrest. Yesterday, we told you about that mother who was tased and handcuffed at a middle school football game for not wearing a mask. Well, that story has sparked emotion around the country. Strong opinions on both sides. Stephen Fabian reports.
Video of a mom tased and hauled off in handcuffs at her son's middle school football game is sparking intense debate across America.
Of course, no. It should have never come to this.
Does this mean that someone can actually be arrested for not wearing a mask?
Alicia Kitts was in the stands with her family watching her son's football game when a police officer assigned to the school asked several times that she needed to put her mask on. When cops say she refused and wouldn't leave, she was advised she was under arrest for criminal trespassing. What happened next is shocking.
Put your hand behind your back.
New video of the confrontation shows Alicia Kitts struggling with the officer. That's her mother trying to intervene. Suddenly, the taser comes out.
Tase somebody over a mask. Tasing this lady over not wearing a damn mask.
spectator Tiffany Kennedy shot the video.
That was just the craziest thing I've ever seen, ever, as a result of not wearing a mask.
This officer could have handled him a lot better than he did.
Skylar Stewart is the father of the youngster who watched the terrifying incident.
Why not just put the mask on and this whole thing could have been avoided?
My family was 20 foot away from anybody. They were all sitting down. The kids weren't up running around. They weren't hurting anybody. This mask mandate is absolutely ridiculous.
The video shows she has a mask in her back pocket, but her lawyer says she didn't put it on because she has asthma and has trouble breathing through a mask. We asked Kenneth Mendez of the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America about her defense.
Anyone with well-controlled asthma should be able to wear a mask.
Fellow cops are standing by, Officer Chris Smith, and supporters showed up at the local police department. Ohio's governor is also weighing in.
Very unfortunate, very unpleasant to look at. It's just sad when we see something like that happen.
Alicia Kitts was charged with resisting arrest and criminal trespassing. Now, take a look at these hands. No, not the long black fingernails, but at one of the rings. One of the stars of Real Housewives says that ring was stolen from her. And as Jim Murray reports, she wants to know how it ended up on the hand of a fortune teller.
It is such a crazy story.
Reality star Kyle Richards is revealing she wants to know what happened to a stolen family heirloom and how it ended up on the hand of a fortune teller. The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills star says she was quite surprised to spot the stolen ring in this photo posted on Instagram by, of all people, actress Diane Keaton. Kyle says she immediately recognized the ring as her mother's.
It was the craziest story. So we reached out to one of our agents at the agency who happens to represent Diane Keaton. And I said, you need to find out what the situation is. And Diane got back to her and said that she just took a picture of her hands because she thought the nails were so interesting.
Kyle says Diane Keaton told her the fortune teller had been working here on the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica, California. So Kyle rushed over to scour the area. Kyle filmed her search of the fortune teller. She released the video this week on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Did you ever see a psychic whose nails look like that? A tarot card reader?
Kyle says the ring was stolen when her mansion was burglarized in 2017 as she and her family vacationed in Aspen over the winter holiday. Kyle returned home to find a whopping $1 million of personal items stolen. Now she's hoping to locate the mystery fortune teller and get that ring back.
Ms. Richards says she's also hired a private investigator, but they have not been able to track down the fortune teller. Ruth Bader Ginsburg continues to make history, even in death. Today, she became the first woman to lie in state in the U.S. Capitol, capping off 3 days of official mourning in Washington, D.C. And among those paying their respects, young people she inspired, many of whom paid tribute by showing up in costume.
Ready, step.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg made history in life, and now in death, as she became the first woman ever to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol.
This is a CBS News special report.
All the major networks broke into regular programming today for the momentous event. The rare distinction has taken place only 33 times before, usually for presidents, and most recently for civil rights icon John Lewis in July. Opera singer Denise Graves performed, and all the mourners wore masks and sat 6 feet apart. There's Jill and Joe Biden and his running mate, Kamala Harris. And look, Ginsburg's personal trainer of more than 20 years paid his own unique tribute by dropping and doing 3 push-ups before her casket. Today's service marks the 3rd day of remembrance for Ginsburg. Earlier this week, the justice lay in repose at the Supreme Court, where many kids showed up wearing superhero costumes and homemade versions of the justice's robe and collar in homage to an American icon.
Justice Ginsburg will be buried in Arlington National Cemetery in a private service next week.
Next, Paris Hilton's shocking claim of abuse at her boarding school.
I've had severe nightmares
since I was a teenager because of this.
Exclusive, what these former students from the same school are saying today.
Raise your hand if you'd call yourself a survivor of abuse.
Then, new mom Ashley Graham's return to the runway. Plus, the great Inside Edition Teacher Makeover. The dedicated teachers returning to school and their special surprise. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville will be right back.
Paris Hilton is telling a harrowing story of her time at a boarding school for troubled teens. She says she still has nightmares about it. We brought together a group of other former students who back up Paris's claims. They talked with our Anne McCagliano.
Paris Hilton's claim that she was abused at her boarding school is ringing true to all these people.
Raise your hand if you'd call yourself a survivor of abuse. Wow.
I spoke to 13 former students who, like Paris, attended the controversial boarding school when they were in their teens or even younger.
I was put into solitary confinement the first day I was there. I remember hearing screams through the vents trying to study at night.
I know that every time I speak of it, it hurts.
In the new documentary about her life, Paris talks about the discipline she says was imposed by staff at Provo Canyon School in Utah, a facility for troubled young people.
Solitary confinement. Like something out of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. They'd make people take their clothes off and go in there like for 20 hours. I was just freezing, I was starving.
She also spoke about her experiences on Drew Barrymore's new talk show.
Did anything about it fix something for you?
All it did was give me trust issues, post-traumatic stress disorder. I didn't deserve to go there.
Hey. Catherine McNamara says she attended the school in the late 90s with Paris Hilton and was also placed in solitary confinement.
It's cold. You have to take your bra and like your socks and everything off. That except for like they let me have like a very thin t-shirt and shorts. The AC is blowing in there all the time, so it's to purposely make it uncomfortably cold.
Sarah Stevenson says she was punished for being too sarcastic.
I was deprived of any human contact or conversation for about 45 days.
Jen Robison spent 2 years at the school.
The isolation, being kept in that lone room, being psychologically controlled and not allowed to speak.
You couldn't just leave.
Of course not. No.
Paris, known as the flighty heiress turned savvy businesswoman, has now taken on a new role of crusader as she speaks out about boarding schools that deal with troubled teens and the abuse she says takes place there.
Do you think that abuse still happens at schools like these?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
The school has posted on its website that they cannot comment on what happened there before 2000 because the school was under different ownership. They say they are committed to providing high-quality care to their students. When we come back, Ashley Graham is back on the runway after having a little baby. Model Ashley Graham is returning to the runway just 8 months after giving birth to a baby boy.
It's Ashley Graham's fierce return to the runway. 8 months after giving birth, the plus-size model jetted off to Italy for Fashion Week, wearing a sexy blue silk gown for her big return.
Graham's last runway show was 1 year ago. She was 6 months pregnant at the time. And when we come back, a day of pampering for some well-deserved teachers. Finally today, they're among the nation's most essential workers. Teachers helping children learn in the midst of a pandemic can be stressful. So we thought it'd be really nice to pamper a group of teachers.
Why are these kids so worked up? They're about to see their teachers get a well-deserved back-to-school makeover.
This is awesome. This is awesome.
I'm not very fancy, so this is a treat.
The makeup and hairstylist sanitized their hands and wore face shields. After a lot of primping and preening, the teachers are ready to show off their transformation at James Ferris High School in Jersey City, New Jersey. First up, school librarian Meredith Pooler.
Mrs. Pooler!
The students, watching via Zoom, thought she really looked snazzy in clothing and accessories by Express and Lulu's. Here's health teacher Rafael Ayala before. Doesn't he look dapper in his new look?
There he is. Check him out.
Here's academic coach Rolanda Terry before. Look at her all decked out. And new mom Melissa Merrington, a business teacher, showed off her new look with a twirl. Janitor Elijah Smalls is usually seen in his uniform. But just look at Mr. Cool in this casual fall outfit.
Whether teachers are teaching in person or virtually, it's all about being more comfortable these days and wearing clothing that you feel good in.
You guys look great.
The students loved the makeovers, and so did their teachers.
Glad we got to do that for them. That is Inside Edition for today. We thank you for watching. Stay safe, enjoy the weekend, and we'll see you next time.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Inside Edition ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.